I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week this is the place you go to when you want to learn the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary, from shadow people to half man, of course, aliens to Bigfoot. I don't care what it is. It could be an angel is fluttering in front of your television and you're trying to watch it. Go to my website. Tell me these stories. Tell me what you want me to talk about. Go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and tell me what's on your mind. Tell me if you want me to tackle a topic. I mean, I find it all fascinating. I really do. I just randomly dig or get something sent to me and I'm like, ooh, now there's something to go with. In fact, this show today is going to be on a topic that somebody sent my way. What does it involve? Oh, it involves the Vatican, the church, looking into some of our topics that we like to discuss and look into here. Yep. But anyways, to continue, you guys also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @1HeidiHollis. All right. I also am on TikTok and everything else. And feel free to reach out to me there because, you know, if I can, I find the time and I reach right back out. And people are always like, what? Really? Like, this isn't you. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I'm human too. It's like, I like chatting it up on, online and getting to know people because, you know, sometimes I think people get so detached in the world and, not me. I want to sit there and hear people out directly. I miss going to conferences, though. Man, I have the best time going to the conferences out there and chatting to people. And you know what? I'm going to start doing more of those. I've done some. I've done quite a few all over the place. But definitely need to start hitting some of the sci-fi, paranormal, UFO conventions. I used to even do the comic ones. I love them. So, you know, speaking of which, also check out my paranormal comic strip, The Outlanders Comic. You can follow me at The Outlanders Comic on Instagram, and you can go to theoutlanderscomic.com. And you know what? I'm going to just lay it down. I'm just going to dive into this very, very interesting article that was sent to me by my friend Maureen today. You guys, wow. I mean, just wow. This actually was published today. And my eyeballs almost fell out of my head. And I think it's very timely. I think it's very much needed. And I think it's a nod to us folks who have been looking into stranger topics for certain. And I think I've mentioned a couple of times here on this program that when it comes to Catholicism, to the whole belief system. Like, I'm Christian. I've often been corrected by those who are Catholic. I'd say, oh, you're Christian too. Like, no, I'm Catholic. And I didn't understand that. I'm like, you believe in Christ, right? Like, okay, then we're on the same wavelength, you know? But they're very different, very different. I think there's always different degrees and different belief systems. I was really surprised to find out how absolutely supernatural the Catholic beliefs are, and what they look into. Like, they look to miracles. They look to the mystical. Like, that's a word I haven't even used a whole lot in my days, mystical. Because I always, like, get this image in my head conjured up of somebody sitting there with a crystal ball, right? And, like, mystical, I don't know. And there's a lot of purple involved, and I like purple. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's like, it just seems to be something I never thought to look. It's, I don't even know how to express the bewilderment when I was first kind of put on to the topic of Catholicism and the different people that they feel have different abilities. The word bilocation. It sounds so odd, but I really hadn't heard of that before. People that could be in more than one place at a time, like, that blew my mind. Like, hold it, that's been acknowledged by others? Like, I know I've experienced it myself, but I didn't know the word for it. I just know it happened. There's the thought of being able to heal. Now, that's controversial. I have heard of retreats all over the world, right, that have people who say they're able to heal, calling upon different methods to do that. Some feel it comes just straight from themselves. Others say, other deities or God or Jesus, or some say aliens. Yeah, mm-hmm, even aliens. it's the world is fascinating, and yeah. So, and then there's also places that have healing powers, that's believed to have healing powers. And so people do this thing that I have been looking into, like pilgrimages. Like, pilgrimages? Like, hold on. Like, and to watch the videos of people flocking to a place where they thought something mystical or miraculous happened. And then they might experience it for themselves, even. One of my good friends, Kevin Cook, he was a Methodist minister, and he went to a shrine somewhere in New York. And I think he shared it when he came on the show one time. And he just thought, oh, I'll go check out this shrine. It was Catholic, and Mary, some kind of dedication to Mary shrine. And he's walking through the woods to get up to the chapel, and he was overwhelmed by a really strong smell of roses. And, gets up to the chapel, and he's like, my goodness, where are the rose bushes? Because, man, it just hit him so hard. And they looked at him like, you smelled the roses? And he's like, yeah, where'd that come from? And they're like, oh, that's one of the miracles of this place, And that's when he knew he had to look into the topic and actually convert it. That was one of the trigger points. I mean, unsuspecting person, So there's something going on. And same when it comes to the topics of people claiming to see Mary in different parts of the world, okay? And I have seen the videos of some of the children who've witnessed Mary, like at Garabandal, and the children are running backwards up a hill, doing things that are just absolutely impossible. And it's fascinating. Some people will say, oh gosh, it looks possessed, or oh my goodness. That, I don't know what it all is. I'm not a psychic. I'm not an expert on these things. And people have their assumptions about whatever. All I know is it's really, really fascinating. And something's going on. Plain and simple. Something's happening. As a scholar I once knew says, you know, something's happening. Whatever it is, it's worthy of us to lend our eyeballs and our minds to. And I have been learning and looking into these things myself, because it's like God spoke, right? And people wrote it down. But for some reason, a lot of people think God's not talking as much as he used to. And I think that's a mistake to think that. Like, there's a lot that's going on in the world that's miraculous. You know, to put it under a certain category or to funnel it under one denomination, I don't think that's the case at all. I think there's a lot of people who are just not always congregating, getting together under a church and say, hey, this happened. I think there's a lot of mystical and magical and miraculous events that if we paid more attention to them and if they got the media attention, people would realize not everything's bad and negative out there. There's some really tremendous things that show God is real. God is around doing things. And but then, you know, a lot of people are getting confused when it comes to... Hold it. The government says there's UFOs. I'm sorry, UAPs out there. What are UAPs? Oh, well, let's redefine it. We're going to say they are things that we aren't flying. Perhaps there's a private group of people flying them. We don't know if they're aliens, but we suspect not, or maybe. It's like a whole lot of answers in that, right? anomalous objects. No, aerial objects. But they don't know. Knowing and hearing that, and also hearing that the Vatican has said, you know, we'd welcome our space brothers and sisters. It must confuse a lot of people out there to wonder, well, then where does that bring our belief system to if we're actually saying something else is out there? If we're actually acknowledging our brother or sister, our mother or father saw something. If we're to believe this, where does that put our faith in God? Hold it, where is God? Is he floating in space? Is he on a ship somewhere? Personally, those little details like that, I don't think that matters so much. Faith, I think a lot of people have realized that having faith kind of goes a long way. Prayer goes a long way. We notice it, we feel it, and we also search for these things, right? I mean, why are we searching? Because we think somehow it connects to our meaning in life. Well, you guys, you're in for an interesting show today, because this article I'm going to read to you is going to knock your socks off. So you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heidi Hollis will be right back.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now more Heidi Hollis on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. As mentioned before the break, I wanted to dive into the topic of what the Vatican is up to lately and how they're going to be addressing some of the more mysterious elements in the world that we tend to talk about here on this show. And I find it fascinating. I mean, it is just fascinating. And I've wondered, how are people going to handle some of these big questions out there in the world when it comes to aliens? Shadow people, hat man, okay. We could throw that into the category of being demonic, and it fits, right? But there's the alien element. And I think, though, and a lot of people have speculated this over the years, when it comes to the alien aspect, that perhaps they were, some were demonic, some were angelic. The way that these things look and how they're described in the Bible, they don't always sound very human, these angels. So what are we saying? I don't know. It's kind of fun to have a look and to think on it. I don't think anybody has all the answers. I always say, if somebody says they do, run from them far, far, far away. But without further ado, I'm going to dive into this. Oh, well, there goes my computer. I'm going to dive on into this article. I swear, as soon as I said, I'm going to dive into, like, everything went gobbledygook on my computer here just for a brief moment. But to be expected. I have some odd things that like to get excited around me. So anyways, here we go. So this article, this comes to us from the dailymail.com. All right. And the title says, Vatican Academy will probe mystical phenomena around the world, including weeping statues of Mary, stigmata, and ghost sightings under plans to set up new observatory. New observatory, guys. And the subtitle reads, Pontifical Mariana International Academy says there are scores of cases to probe. And the Holy See Institution hopes to uncover phenomena like weeping statues of Mary. There are several examples of Virgin Mary statues weeping blood or tears. Actually, that's a phenomena that I've looked into as well and was amazed at some of the findings. A long time ago, there was an episode called Signs from God. And what they did was put science to test faith. And I think that was the subtitle of the show, something like that. So it was fascinating to me. That was some time ago that show came out. And they were able to prove there was a mystery going on. I mean, they did an MRI scan on a statue that was producing tears, and they tested the tears, and then there was blood coming out of another one, and they tested the blood, and it's just fascinating. You can find actually that program is on YouTube, I believe, somewhere scattered. But yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of different things out there like that. All right, so continuing, but I'm curious about what's going on today. All right. A Vatican Academy is set to investigate, quote, mystical phenomena around the world, including weeping statues of the Virgin Mary, stigmata, and ghost sightings. Did you hear it? Ghost sightings under plans for a new dedicated observatory. The Pontifical Mariana, I don't know if they say Mariana, International Academy, in other words, PAMI, PAMI, which describes itself as a scientific institution of the Holy See, will hope to uncover around 100 ongoing phenomena in Italy alone. The specialist observatory, which is still awaiting authenticity by the church, will, quote, evaluate and study apparitions and mystical phenomena across the globe, the Vatican News reports. It will delve into ghost sightings, interior locutions, and stigmata. Locutions? That's with a U. Okay. Which believers see as bodily marks, scars, or pains corresponding to the crucifixion wounds of Jesus Christ. On the launch of the new observatory scientific committee, Mariologist Father Gian Matteo Roggio told local Italian media, quote, in Italy, there are around 100 ongoing phenomena that the church is following closely. Now, from what I've read and been looking into, this is what the church does. I mean, way back in the times, like if you did something that was blasphemous against what the church thought was correct in the eyes of God or the Bible, I mean, things happened, right? There were trials, there were witch hunts, as they say, and just a lot of turmoil if people were thought to be offending God. So things and people being investigated, that's not new. Putting it under this guise of, observing, learning, seeing what's going on in the world, looking for the miracles. It's like a miracle team. They're looking for all over the world. And I am curious. I don't see anything that says only if you happen to be Catholic. I don't see that saying here. But so, the next section of this, it has a couple of images of statuettes of Mary with blood, obviously blood coming down or drying on their face. And it says, it's kind of repeating mystical phenomena around the world. And this shows pictured crying statues of the Virgin Mary weeps tears of blood for the 38th time in Argentina. So they're showing this one on the left. And that was in 2018. While another Madonna is said to have done the same in Italy in recent years. And this one's on the right. Interesting. And now they're showing another photo here. Okay, St. Peter's Square. All right, moving on. It says, many of these are local and restricted in scope. Not all of them receive attention from the media and the general public. See, sometimes people just, you know, they don't put it out there for reasons I understand. And the new observatory committee, which will begin its first session on Saturday, had been keeping its eye on a curious case involving a weeping Mary statue in Trevignano near Rome. Okay. It involved an Italian woman facing an investigation for fraud after claiming her Virgin Mary statue could cry tears of blood and multiply gnocchi and pizza. Really? Really? Thousands flocked to see Gisella's Cardia's predictions. I'm terrible with names, sorry. Predictions after her statue of Our Lady Treviano Romano began weeping blood. Followers believe she brought messages for Mary, and some said she'd even predicted the COVID pandemic. However, church investigators recently discovered the blood which her statue wept was not holy and actually came from a pig, according to local media. Okay, hold on. You know, okay, this is the Daily Mail I'm reading from, all right? So, of course, I gotta show the skeptical element and side to this. Per use, right? It's like, even when it comes to like the UFO phenomena or Bigfoot phenomena or anything that's kind of mysterious. Oh, well, here's a perspective of somebody who doesn't believe in anything. Let's put that question in your mind before we'll think miracle, right? I mean, that's just, it's common practice. But also considering the source, this is the story that they throw up first versus one that might actually prove something that's in the positive, you know? I don't understand, the tactic. I personally would like to hear, oh, a miracle happened here first. Like, oh, this is really intriguing. Instead of skeptical, I'm going to put my frown face on and stomp my feet out of the room. You know, I don't get that, but this is a shame. So we're talking about miracles and, we got somebody that defrauded the topic, but you're like, well, why and how? How does that benefit them? Let's continue to read. you know, there's always got to be something, right? All right. Oh, this is so wrong. This is so wrong. Officials believe the woman, Gisella Cardias, has now fled after fleecing her followers with tens of thousands of euros in donations. Oh, man. This is not the first time that church officials have decided to probe weeping Virgin Mary statues. Now, I know that this topic has been investigated by the church and by others for some time. Oh, man. So here they're showing the lady. Here's a picture of her with a giant statue of Mary. It's the size of a grown woman in a glass case with flowers all around it. So, it says she has been exposed as a fraud after church investigators discovered the blood was weeping pig blood. That's terrible. Wow. I don't know what to say about that. That's really a shame. So, we got more here to read on this story, and it's fascinating. It really is, because it's like, I'm curious to hear more and how the church is tackling these topics. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Hang in there. Heidi's coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Just before the break, I was just diving into this lovely article regarding the mysteries and the mystical that are being tackled by the Vatican with a new an academic approach, you could call it, And I was just diving into this little part right here. Right underneath this photo of this woman they just found defrauded a lot of people regarding donations that were made to her statue that was weeping and making predictions about a lot of things. And you know, people like to believe in the mysteries, right? Especially when it comes to something that might be holy. So it's like, do you knock the people for having the belief that they did to come and check it out? Because miracles like this have been known to happen. Like I said, the show that I'd watch, Signs from God, and how science is testing faith, and it was proven to be unexplainable. So I get it. All right, so continuing this article, back in 2018, a New Mexico church found a Madonna which was leaking olive oil, sparking excitement that there was a supernatural force behind it. Now, Bishop Oscar Cantu of Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church in Hobbs, U.S., said the church would determine whether or not the sign was a good one or an evil one. Oh, that's interesting. So that's interesting. I'm just thinking about, if you saw a statue weeping oil, it could be a bad sign as well. I've never heard that to be an evil sign, huh? All right, continuing. Later that year, another Virgin Mary, this time in Argentina, was seen weeping tears of blood for what was reputed to be the 13th time. And let me tell you, this looks like coagulated blood and stuff. It's kind of, ooh. It's hard to see. But they're doing this like close up. Like this active video is underneath what I'm reading, just to tell you. This an active video that's moving and zooming in to coagulated blood just pouring out of the eyes of this statue. And I mean, it's really thick. So, all right, continuing. The statue of the Virgin of the Mystic Rose has been linked to several, quote, miracles, such as a woman who had a 3-inch tumor, which reportedly disappeared after she visited it. Now, one thing I got to tell you, when it comes to reported miracles like that, I don't think anybody's more tough than the Vatican in investigating such things. So if they're on the case, it's going to be really clarified to prove that miracle that was claimed. All right. Because they do that for people. This is so weird for me. Okay. I'm just like stuttering over this because I didn't understand the topic of quote saints. Okay. I wasn't raised Catholic, and I'm like, well, what do you mean? What is this whole saint process? And so I looked into it, and it's like, oh, they really dig in. They really dig in to make sure that somebody is doing something that is said. So very, very deep investigational stuff, because the scholar that I once knew said this is done that way. And I'm like, what? That's a whole other world I never knew existed. All right, continuing. a year prior, Catholic miracle investigators studied a Virgin Mary in Acapulco, in southwestern Mexico, and which began to shed tears in front of its owners. The saint was a Mexican version of the Virgin Mary, nicknamed La Morenita, or the Brunette, is what it means. Devout followers were astonished when images and videos surfaced of tears seemingly streaming down its cheeks. In other incidents deemed to be supernatural, an archdiocese in Connecticut, U.S., United States, stunned followers last month. Oh, this is recent. Just last month, when he claimed a parishioner witnessed the number of wafers he was handing out for communion multiply. Watch them multiply. Eucharistic miracles. That's what I've learned is the name of such things. Apparently that is a really big deal too, because I mean, what did Jesus do with the bread and the fish when they had so many people to feed and he made those multiply? So there's a lot of people that claim these things as well. So interesting, they're going to look into this. So PAMI, P-A-M-I's new observatory is also set to introduce local scientific committees in order to create a larger network for more probes. Think about that. So it's not going to just be based in the Vatican. Like, that'll be the headquarters. But they're going to have these committees going around looking for people and items and claims. I'm curious about the ghost element. Aren't you? Oh, look at this. They're showing this statue. It almost looks like a bronze statue of Mary with tears coming down. Back in 2018, it says underneath it, a New Mexico, this is the New Mexico one, church found a Madonna, which was leaking olive oil. This is the olive oil one. Oh, wow. Huh. All right. And then they have the other one that's showing tears. This one looks more like a ceramic surface. Mary. Okay. Interesting. But think about this, guys. This is a committee. I mean, these are committees that are going to be established all over. So they'll be under the Vatican's orders. Hey, go take a look over there. But they said ghosts as well. Ghosts. So there's a lot of ghosts out there. So are we going to have Vatican ghost hunters? Wouldn't that be interesting? They want to look at the miracle of that. When I think ghosts, I think disgruntled spirits, okay? Spirits are different, though. That's somebody coming to visit you and say, hey, it's your uncle. I'm doing good. How are you? That type of thing. And they might not just linger around and rattle things. Ghosts, I find to be of no relation. They happen to be there. They might give you a shove. They might mess up things. They're not your friends. So this topic that they're talking about here is weeping statues, right? Of Mary. And, I didn't see them mention Jesus statues, but I don't know if that's as much of a phenomenon or not. Isn't that interesting? It's usually Mary, huh? I'm not sure. I'm not an expert. I've just been looking into this stuff because it's like a whole other paranormal mystery for me. I'm like, what? What? You guys have names for this? This is wild. And you've had this for how long? You've known about these things? Like, it's amazing to me. I feel like a kid in a candy shop learning some of this stuff. Not kidding. It really is. It's just kind of wow. But think about this. The ghost element. How does that relate to Vatican and religious thought? Yeah, I know. The disciples of Jesus saw him walking on the water and they thought it was a ghost. Isn't that the only place they mention a ghost? Maybe not. But ghosts. So there's going to be committees to go out and observe and see if there really are ghosts? Huh. Now that is interesting. I mean, who will they be pulling together for that? Your local professor or your local ghost hunter? Are they going to come with equipment to say there's something here? Or does the Vatican group, do they have something that we don't know? Now, I don't know. I think I've mentioned here on this program that there are really super high tech EVP machines out there. Okay. More than what you think. Ordained, created, constructed by various governments. If your local ghost hunter has an EVP ability, just putting your recorder out to the world. Neat. Some people, it works a lot stronger around, by the way. So that's why I say ability. But it's like, and they're able to actually pull voices from the air. Our government has a machine that does that really well. So you see them walking around with a microphone with a headset on like they do in the movies. Yeah, they're listening. They're listening. They realize that there's energy in the air that can respond in this little bit of different dimension that must be lingering above ours, you know? It's like, where is that coming from? Where is that disembodied voice coming from? Disembodied, no body. Voice, where's it coming from? So, are they going to enlist really cool technology? I really want to know. I would love to be part of a committee or actually be considered somebody local to resort to. Like, Heidi, do you have any interesting cases? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Would you like to use my resources? Because I would, look, can I go with you to check it out as well? I mean, I think it'd be fascinating. Fascinating. Yeah. And this is going to go on Saturday for the first meeting. I have a feeling I know some of these people are going to be on those discussions. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so. I think we'll all be surprised. Very surprised. All right, you guys. There's more to this story. I want to continue reading this. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay right there. There's more Heidi coming right up.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Well, look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60+. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60+ at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search and have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network with the best shows that explore the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. You can enjoy all shows on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Oh, this is such an interesting conversation that we're having here today. I am talking to myself, but I'm really talking to you, right? Because I'm sure everybody's got their eyebrows raised going, wow, we're going there. I wish that they would also open us up to UFO phenomena and what it is that people are reporting with some of these beings in being positive. Speaking of God or Jesus, and some of them just being outright evil and demonic, okay? and connecting those dots. Why close or limit it, right? I'm going to dream big. Loch Ness, I don't think that would fit in there, but from what I was told what Nessie is, maybe. All right. I should say, from my book, The Secret War, I was told that perhaps those creatures are actually the beast written of in the Bible that will rise from the sea. But there's more than one, right? There's a lot of lakes and bodies of water around the world that claims lake monsters, and they just can't seem to find them. How does that happen? Perhaps because they are mystical, not just mythical creatures, and they're fluctuating in and out, and they'll come to stand fully above the water when things change here. But who knows? All right, so continuing this article, it says, Father Stefano Sechin, part of the committee, explained, the purpose of the observatory is to activate national and international commissions to evaluate and study apparitions and mystical phenomena reported in various areas of the world. So right there, well, okay, they are kind of narrowing it down. Apparitions, I'm thinking Marian. Mystical phenomena, I'm finding that word I didn't know, but it's kind of attributed closely to Catholicism and some of the belief system. Mystical. Supernatural, that word too. That word also gets used a lot. I swear to you, I feel like I've been snoozing. I'm like, I just did not know that there was this whole understanding out there. And not surely within the church. I mean, I swear if, I think a lot of Protestants out there can agree that, you know, we're just kind of more casual, more laid back, and just like, oh, here we go. We're talking about God, Jesus, here's the Bible. Oh, and here's some lessons for you. And it's not like, by the way, do you know what the Catholics believe? No, we didn't know. I just thought, oh, they're Christian too. They're all into the same things we are. And they are, but they have these older understandings that have tradition and things that we're just not familiar with. So, and I surely didn't, I had so much else going on in my life, I just didn't stop to go, let me go read about them. Again, I thought they're pretty much like us. You know, similar, but different, with the beliefs and these additions with saints and miracle huntings and relics. And boy, the relic thing, that's really different. I did not know till I went to the Vatican. I did not know why there were people in glass cases. I had no idea. What's that? Oh gosh, what is that called? People, their bodies, who are thought to not deteriorate. Incorruptibles, that's what they call them. So, and I mean, like, people that get buried and they check them every so often, they're like, wow, they're not decomposing. Something miraculous is going on here. Which is, I mean, what? How are they not decomposing? Sure, some have. In the glass cases that I saw, some of them didn't look so great. I'll just be honest. Some of them didn't look so great. Others did. And it is puzzling if truly these things have been tested and proven to be 100%. Those are people. That is wild. How's that happen? So I get it. Having a look at these things, I there's a lot of things I don't understand. I'll be honest. I don't understand it all. You know, but I do my best not to judge people for what they believe to be true for themselves. Who am I to go around and say, bad you? You know, we're all here on this planet looking for some answers and learning as we go along, right? Okay, so I want to continue this story. he added, it will promote updating and training activities on this type of events and their multiple spiritual and cultural meanings, promote high dissemination and consultancy activities, especially at the service of local churches and bishops, but also transdisciplinary research activities in concert with academic institutions, both lay and ecclesiastical, and the publication of the results of the researches carried out. Did you get all of that? They want to open it up, guys. They want to say, hey, what is the meaning here? And does it have something to do with the area in particular, culturally meaning, and actually report on it and say, hey, there's a miracle over here. Now, in looking at the church, the Catholic Church, and how they do create a stir when they say, hey, this is real, and people come to see, and it builds up the faith of people, does it not? I mean, if you're looking at a miracle that was absolutely studied by especially your local academics, and say, look, I have no answers. That's a big whoop-de-doo. That's a huge whoop-de-doo. I like that word. That is, right? And I'm all about building up faith, all right? I'm because I think it's absolutely necessary, especially working around the demonic things I've named, shadow people and the Hat Man phenomenon. So faith is good. I mean, these dark things are placing their bets on us not to figure them out or have that, I don't know, Jesus to call on. All right, so continuing on here. All right, where was I? Oh, no, okay. Fellow committee member Father Rogio has previously spoken on the topic of mystical phenomena, notably in 2021 when he revealed that demand for exorcisms boomed during the pandemic. It sure did. The Catholic priest told the Telegraph at the time, we have seen an increase in the request for exorcisms because the pandemic has made people more vulnerable to the idea that Satan or some evil entity has taken over their lives. Hat Man. You guys, not kidding. Hat Man stories went through the roof. Absolutely through the roof. Oh, guess what, guys? This is fascinating. You wouldn't believe what just happened. Out of nowhere, I'm sitting here reading this article to you, and it absolutely disappeared and said, oop, this article is no longer available. I had to click reload. That was really weird. It made me kind of jump, and I don't jump very often from things. Things don't scare me. That's just like, whoa, where'd it go? Wow. That was bizarre. All right. yeah. So Hatman and it disappeared. He was a big problem. Shadow people. I mean, people were in a funk. They were sick. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their livelihoods. Yeah. It attracted a lot of darkness. And yeah, it was real. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. So yeah, it reared its ugly head. And just crazy. All right, to continue and to conclude this story. People have fallen into poverty. They found themselves suffering from anxiety and depression. They feel that their lives are no longer in their own hands, but in the hands of a malign force. It's a big crisis. He was speaking at a 6-day international conference where more than 100 priests and bishops from around the world gathered in Rome to attend the world's only recognized course in exorcism. Amazing. Amazing. So, the mystical events are all going to go underneath this new observatory of sorts. How does that make you feel out there? I really want to know. I'm excited because they're saying they're going to open up the whole conversation to us. This is going to be available for all of us to take a look at. I'm curious if they're going to involve those who are not Catholic, or does this only fall under those who are involved in those churches? Because again, I like to look at what we have more in common than our differences. You're Christian? Me too. All right, cool. Let's all be in the same party. And let's have a conversation. Like, if I see something, can I just report it to them? I definitely see the hand being played here to involve people to see the miracles of God. Because I think definitely our eyeballs get limited, or we don't see, and a lot of people don't talk about what it is they've experienced, and yeah, faith wanes. The miracles, that wakes people up. All right, you guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show, because that was an eye-opener for me. Don't forget to go to my main website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. Tell me your stories. Tell me your ideas. What do you want me to talk about here on the show? Tell me what's going on, and I can give you some level-headed advice. I'm not a guru. I'm not a psychic. Just somebody who has been there, seen that, experienced it, freaked out, wrote about it, got over it, and now I'm trying to help others do the same thing. Don't forget to follow me at one, Heidi Hollis, on my social media, and, you know, have a chat. And also check out the Outlanders comic. That is the same at the Outlanders comics on Instagram and go to the .com. Woo! My goodness, guys, I really appreciate you tuning in, and you know, give us a like, give us a follow, and yeah, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.